fireworks show tonight on the Hudson. NYPD Chief of Department Madry.
You'll see our canine deployment, some of our counterterrorism deployment. You'll see members at our entry points doing soft screenings.
The FBI and Homeland Security issued an alert earlier this week to watch for possible terror activities at big celebrations. There are no credible threats right now. Beryl is now a Category 2 hurricane and could weaken further before making landfall in Mexico tonight. Our Tom Hansen's tracking it.
Preparations are now underway in areas including Cancun and Tulum, where residents, business owners, and tourists are bracing for Beryl's expected landfall. Officials in South Texas are also keeping an eye on the storm, distributing sandbags to residents in Cameron County.
I'm here because I need some protection just in case.
Could bring significant rainfall.
At least two swimmers got attacked by sharks today in Texas, and the video's horrific. One victim lost a chunk of her leg. Exit polls suggest the Labour Party has won big in Britain.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. The poll closed here, and it's already clear that the Conservatives, the political party of Margaret Thatcher and Boris Johnson, have been resoundingly defeated after 14 years in office. Exit polls suggest the left-leaning Labour Party has won more than three times as many parliamentary seats as the once mighty Conservative Britain.
Passengers got sick from contaminated food on a flight to Amsterdam this week that made an emergency landing in New York.
There was these black spots that almost look like burnt cheese.
One girl said that she did eat the chicken and she didn't finish it because it tasted really, really sour.
In a statement, Delta said its food safety engaged the suppliers to immediately isolate the product. In the meantime, Delta says it has pulled the catered meals and is offering only pasta to customers. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
And this might make you sick. A 75-year-old American swimmer decided to take a little dip in the Seine River to test the waters ahead of the Olympics. It's had very high levels of E. coli until recently. Authorities say the water quality has improved. The games start in a few weeks. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is business phone bliss. A cloud phone system. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently. Virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conference. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business calm at ooma.com/radio.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes. How many?
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator. Ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The sky's set to light up tonight to celebrate the 4th, but not exactly as it has in the past.
Many communities are skipping the fireworks and using drones that light up instead, especially on the West Coast, where wildfires have become the big fear. California crew that made the switch last year reports the shapes formed of drones buzzing through the sky elicited wide-eyed amazement from the crowd below. Los Angeles isn't alone. Disney movie studios and sports leagues are opting for drones too. The city of Nashville and the Kansas City Royals are both using fireworks and drones as part of their celebrations tonight. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The world's largest digital American flag is set to fly later tonight in Miami using about 13,000 LED lights. Screens outside of the Paramount Miami World Center. It's set to display a massive digital fireworks show, too. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with passing showers and storms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, more clouds and more showers and storms around and highs in the mid-70s. Saturday and a high to the upper 70s, but more rain possible Sunday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
WRJN.
Yeah. Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
California. workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Everyone's calendar is marked for the 4th of July, and once again, WRJN is proud to help Racine celebrate the 4th. The 88th annual parade steps off at 9 a.m. at Main and Gould Streets and runs over 2.5 miles. Downtown. Then, stake out your favorite lakefront North Beach spot for the spectacular fireworks display at dusk Thursday night. The fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. It's timeless fun on the 4th, and we're proud to be part of it on WRJN.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your is cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. At Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin. Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh, sugar.
just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too. I just can't believe it's true. Ah, sugar.
Brain, la-di-da-di-dee, da-da-da-da-da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 in Racine.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic app.